With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with Caribbean leaders in Jamaica as part of an urgent push to solve Haiti's spiraling crisis.
Pressure grows on Prime Minister Ariel Henry to resign or agree to a transitional government. Assistant Secretary for Western Hemisphere Affairs Brian Nichols writes on X, formerly Twitter, the international community must work together with Haitians towards a peaceful political transition. Nichols will attend the meeting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNews.com, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says President Biden's fluctuating support for Israel is causing American Jews to fear they may not be safe in the U.S. Bob Agnew reports.
Does the U.S. really support an Israeli victory over Hamas?
The jury's out.
Dr. Michael Oren says that's because dual messages from President Biden leave Jewish allies and Hamas terrorists alike unclear about U.S. support.
Leading Hamas to conclude that it has everything to gain by holding on and not conceding, not giving up hostages.
And Oren says that leaves U.S. Jewish leaders fearful of a surge in anti-Semitism.
I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, I've been in this field a long time. I've seen fear in the face of American Jews.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
It's been announced that President Biden's Housing and Urban Development Secretary is resigning.
HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge announced she will leave her post on March 22nd after having served since the start of the Biden administration. In a statement, she said she was leaving with mixed emotions but did not include a reason she was resigning now. President Biden thanked Fudge for working hard to lower housing costs and increase supply. The cabinet vacancy comes during an election year, and the White House says the president will nominate a replacement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 33 points, the NASDAQ 65 points in the red. This is SRN News. A new Holocaust museum opened this weekend in the Netherlands that tells the story of Dutch victims.
This institution is the first and only museum on the persecution of Jews in the Netherlands during occupation by the Nazis in the Second World War. Three quarters of Dutch Jews, more than 100,000 people, were killed, the vast majority having been deported to concentration camps. The museum also documents the persecution of other groups, including Dutch Roma.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt reporting. Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying that Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia, a statement many interpreted as a call for Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican both used World War II analogies to condemn the Pope's remarks. This is SRN News. Disney wants to expand its California theme park.
Disney is seeking approval from local officials to expand its California theme park offerings over the next four decades. The proposal would not increase the company's geographic footprint in Anaheim, but would allow for new attractions on unused spaces. Disney officials say there isn't room to build new immersive experiences in its California theme park without these changes. The plan would require Disney to invest $1.9 billion in theme park-related offerings in the next decade. I'm Julie Walker.
The court fight between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appointees over control of Walt Disney World's government won't be decided until at least this summer. That's provided the two sides don't reach a settlement beforehand. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.